Hi, welcome to Bible Talk. This week the question is the Bible absolutely flawless? If we say, as many religious leaders are now saying, that the Bible is not absolutely flawless, then we're forced to one of six conclusions. Number one, perhaps God was unable to reveal himself to man. Well, if this theory is true, then it causes us to doubt whether there really is a God. Surely, if he lacks the ability to reveal himself, he would not be able to create the world. Number two, perhaps God was unwilling to reveal himself. If this is the case, the goodness of God is called into question. He would not be a loving and caring God if he refused to instruct the man how to live, the man he created. Number three, perhaps God was unable to give man a flawless record of his will. Once again, this theory would call into question the very ability of God to even create the world to begin with. Number four, perhaps God was unwilling to make the record flawless. And again, this theory calls into question the goodness of God. It would not be a good and merciful God who would threaten to judge man and yet leave man with a flawed record of his duties. Number five, perhaps God revealed a flawless record of his will, but he was unable to preserve that record through the ages. This theory denies God's power, for if God could not preserve his flawless record, he certainly could not have created the world. And number six, perhaps God revealed a flawless record and had the ability to preserve it, but was unwilling to preserve it. Well, if this is the case, it makes us wonder why God went to the trouble in the first place of revealing his will. Now, my point is simply this. Anytime we deny the inerrancy of the Bible, anytime we deny that it is absolutely flawless, we are at the same time denying either God's power or his holiness. But why have men today began to question the inerrancy of the Bible? It is because men today are willing to call themselves Christians, but they're unwilling to forsake their own will and submit to the will of God. Once God's word is doubted, the obligation to obey that will vanishes. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, "The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" You see, Satan knew that for man to disobey the will of God, it would be necessary to cause man to doubt God's word. Once that seed of doubt had been planted, it will not be long before disobedience takes place. That's what's happening here in the Garden of Eden, and that's what happens now. When everything is said and done, the problem of biblical inerrancy boils down to whether the Bible is of divine origin. If we can prove the Bible is from God, then it's a small thing to prove that it is flawless. Obviously, if God is powerful and good enough to create the world, he is powerful and good enough to reveal himself to man. If he did reveal himself to man, it would be, by the very nature and character of God, a perfect, flawless record. And surely, if he went to the trouble of revealing his perfect, flawless word, he would go to the added trouble of preserving it through the ages for the benefit of everyone. Now, the question before us is simply this. What proofs exist today that verify the Bible is of divine origin? The proofs which verify the divine origin of the Bible are incredibly numerous, and I will have only enough time to mention a few. First, the Bible is scientifically correct. I mentioned just one example of many to illustrate the point. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, the Bible says, "God sits above the circle of the earth." The common belief of ancient times was that the world was flat. But here, in this Bible passage, the earth was declared to be round. What kept the Bible from making the same mistakes as other ancient writers? The answer is, the Bible was written by divine guidance of the Holy Spirit. Second, the Bible is historically correct. In Jonah chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, "Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' journey in extent." This immense city had so completely disappeared that critics for years ridiculed the Bible reference to this great city. But the critics stopped laughing when in 1842 some archaeologists uncovered the remains of this lost city, Nineveh. Third, the Bible is geographically correct. In references to altitude, for example, the Bible is correct. When the Scripture uses the expression of going up or going down to a certain city, they were always correct. No instruments for measuring altitude existed in Bible days, but in every case, the reference is correct. In contrast, most of us don't know whether it's up or down to any neighboring city around us, but these Bible writers knew because they were divinely inspired. Fourth, the Bible is prophetically correct. Prophecy is history written in advance. The Bible is full of prophecies that were fulfilled exactly. Only God could have produced such a book as the Bible. Now, to illustrate, the Old Testament contains 333 prophecies about Jesus. Every one of these prophecies were fulfilled exactly. Psalm 41, verse 9, Jesus is predicted to be betrayed by a friend. In Zechariah 11, verse 12, he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah 13, verse 11, the disciples would all flee away from him. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, Jesus would be scourged. Isaiah 53, verse 12, Jesus would be numbered with transgressors. Psalm 22, verse 16, his hands and feet would be pierced. Psalm 22 and verse 18, men would divide his garments. Psalm 34, verse 20, no bones would be broken in his body. All of these prophecies were made hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was even born, and yet all of them were fulfilled exactly when he was crucified. According to the law of probabilities, there would be 1 in 83 billion chance that so many predictions would come true by mere chance. These prophecies confirm the fact that the Bible writers were guided supernaturally in what they wrote. In conclusion, we state with the fullest confidence that first, the Bible is a product of our Heavenly Father. Secondly, it was absolutely perfect and flawless when it was first revealed. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, the Bible says, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And third, the Bible has been preserved through the ages for the benefit of all men. In Matthew 24, verse 35, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.